Rabo sandele kapa, 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 Rabo Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we please occupy the first seats? For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. O Lamb upon the throne, and you reign in righteousness forever over all that dwelleth o'er the earth. For you are glorious. And worthy to be praised. And you, Lord, you reign in righteousness forever over all that dwelleth o'er the earth.
For you are glorious, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. The Lamb upon the throne, and you reign in righteousness forever over all that dwelleth o'er the
earth. Shall we please lift up our right hands and say this after me? Don't close your eyes. Say, the word of God,
is God speaking to me.
Say, the word of God,
is God speaking to me.
Say, I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
Say,
I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
I am seated where Christ is seated.
In heavenly place.
In heavenly place.
Now.
Now.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to someone. Tell the person you're welcome to World Changers Conference. Today is our second meeting, and our theme for the year is looking unto Jesus. And last week we talked about looking unto Jesus. We talked about a lot of things. We did an introduction of looking unto Jesus. We talked about light and darkness. And this week, this and today, we are talking about the rulership of light. The rulership of light. Shout a big hallelujah. The rulership of light. There is none holy as the Lord. Oh, there is none beside thee,
neither is there any God like our God. There is none holy as the Lord.
Shall we all open our Bibles to 1 John, 1st Epistle of John? I just want to explain something before we go into the rulership of light. 1st Epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 20. 1st John, chapter 5, verse 20. Shall we all open to 1st John, chapter 5, verse 20? Kola Hashtali.
1 John chapter 5, verse 20.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading from the New King James Version.
Uh-huh.
And we know that the Son of God has come.
And we know that the Son of God has come.
Mm-hmm. And has given us an understanding. That we may know him who is true.
Hallelujah. It says that, for we know that the Son of God has come. Know that the Son of God has come. John says that we know that the Son of God has come. We are not assuming that he has come, and we are not ignorant of the fact that he has come. In other words, he was saying that because there were some people who believed that Jesus was not the Christ. The Israelites, the Jews, they believed that he was not the Christ. And so John was saying that we know the Son of God has come, the one who was supposed to come, the one that the prophets prophesied about, who was supposed to come. We know that he has come. And he didn't just come, he gave us an understanding. I want you to understand, there is an understanding that Christ gives. There is an understanding that the gospel gives. And the gospel is Christ. But there is an understanding that Christ gives. He says, we know the Son of God has come and he has given us an understanding. So there is an understanding that the Son of God, when he came, he has given to us. And he did not give this understanding to everybody. He gave to us who believed in him and who are in him. So there's an understanding that Christ gives. And there are some people he has given such an understanding to. So he says, we know that the Son of God has come and he has given us an understanding. Shout hallelujah. So there is an understanding that we have that others do not have. And there's an understanding that we have that the world does not have. And there's an understanding that we have, those of us who are in him, an understanding. Say an understanding. So we know the Son of God has come and he has given us an understanding. He has given us an understanding. So the way we understand things is different from the way the world understands things. Why? Because we have a particular kind of understanding that we have received from the Son of God. Why? Because we are born again and we are in him. And because we are born again and we are in him, he has given us an understanding. See, I've been given an understanding in Christ Jesus. And that understanding only comes from Christ. So there is an understanding that only comes from Christ. And that is only received by the Christian. There is an understanding that only comes from Christ. And that is only received by the Christian. There is an understanding that only comes from Christ. And that is only received by the Christian. We know the Son of God has come. And he has given us an understanding. So once we receive such an understanding, he wants our life to match up with such an understanding. It is not just an understanding. He wants our life to match up with such an understanding. It's a spiritual understanding. It's a spiritual understanding of things. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So there is a spiritual understanding that we have received from Christ that people do not have, that many people do not know. So the way they see and understand things is different from the way we see and we understand things. So when somebody says, oh, I don't deserve to come to you. I don't deserve to come to you. There is an understanding by which the person is talking. Shout hallelujah. In that same way, listen. You study the Bible critically. Last week I said it and I'm saying it again. When you study the Bible critically, you discover that there are certain themes. There are certain things that are pervading the Bible. You realize that there is light and darkness. There is life and death. Those things pervade the Bible. Throughout the scriptures. There is sin, there is righteousness. You see all those things repeatedly in the Bible. There is a reason. There is an understanding that we have concerning that many people do not have. Why? The understanding that Christ came to give us. By that understanding, when we look into the Bible, sorry, we see light and darkness, there is an understanding that we see from what we are seeing in the Bible. In other words, what I'm saying is this. The fact that you see light and darkness, you see life and death, you see sin and righteousness, means that God is trying to give us an understanding of his existence and an understanding of the existence of another person called the devil. See, he has given us an understanding. Shout hallelujah. By that understanding, when we see those themes in the Bible, we are able to come to that realization or that awareness that it means that then there is a person somewhere called God. There is a person somewhere called Christ Jesus, which is his son. And then there's a person somewhere called Satan, the devil. Hallelujah. So by that understanding that he has given to us, when we study, we can see an understanding from what we are studying that many don't see. Shout hallelujah. For instance, when we talk about light, we talk about darkness. When you read, it talks about life. It talks about death. That it talks about the people in the world and where they belong to. Whether you belong to life or you belong to death. Or whether you belong to light or you belong to darkness. Or whether you belong to sin or you belong to righteousness. Hallelujah. It's very important to us as Christians, or it's very important for us as Christians, to have an understanding of our place in Christ. This is where we belong to. This is our understanding by reason of where we belong to. Shout hallelujah. We belong to God. We belong to Christ. It's important that we understand our place in Christ and our place in God. We have an understanding of these things. Until we have an understanding of these things, of where we belong to, why we belong to this family and not this family, and why there is the existence of this family light, there is this, the existence of this family darkness, or there is the existence of Christ and God, and the existence of the devil, Satan and his cohorts. Till we have an understanding that I'm going somewhere, shout hallelujah. Till we catch that understanding that it's either we belong here or we belong here. We don't belong in two places, we belong to one. And it depends on whether you've believed in the name of the Son of God or not. So we who have believed in the name of the Son of God have an understanding that there is darkness. The people who have not believed in the name of the Son of God don't have any understanding about light or darkness. That's what I'm saying. So they think that, oh, life is anything you do, anything is possible. It's just like that. But we know that no, life is not that way. That it's either you belong to this place or you belong to this place. And we've chosen to belong to this place, and that's where we dwell. Shout hallelujah. So there is an understanding that we have received by the gospel, by the Son of God who has come, and in whom we dwell. And so we are able to say that there is light here and there is darkness here. But those who don't belong to the Son of God can't say that. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Because when we understand that this is where we belong to, or this is where we don't belong to, then certain things that we see as normal don't become normal to us any longer. Why? Christ doesn't see sickness as normal. God doesn't see sickness as normal. We belong to Christ. So by an understanding that we have received from Him, we don't also see sickness as normal. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because that is not, He doesn't see it as normal. The one we belong to, who has an understanding and has given us such kind of understanding, doesn't see it as normal. So we don't also do what? See sicknesses as normal. If sickness were to be normal, then He wouldn't cast out any sickness. Or He wouldn't heal any sick person when He was walking. He would have said that, oh, it's the will of God for you to be like this. It is my will and the will of the Father. So there is no reason for you to be healed. You better die in your sickness. But He never did that. Meaning that He, by the mere fact that He was healing the sick, means that He hated sickness. He saw sickness as a work of the devil. How do we Christians see sickness? What understanding do we have? Talk about sin, when we talk about sickness, when we talk about the devil, when we talk about frustrations and other things. What understanding do we have? But the Son of God has come, and He has given us an understanding concerning all of that. So we know. You understand? How many of you understand what I'm saying? Shout hallelujah. So there is the rulership of light. And there is the rulership of darkness. Hallelujah. There is the rulership of light. There is the rulership of darkness. Let your mind just be here. Don't worry about this. There is the rulership of light and there is the rulership of darkness. And last week I explained it to you how darkness had ruled until Jesus came. Shout hallelujah. So that darkness no longer rules. But the reason why I'm teaching this is because I want us to understand that there are things that belong to darkness, that sometimes if we are born again and we are in the light, they become an experience. You understand? That's what I'm talking about, the rulership of light. Because many Christians experience some part of darkness illegally. And sometimes they call it normal. Do you understand? But we are not supposed to experience what comes from where we don't belong to. We are not supposed to experience what comes from where we don't belong to. Shout hallelujah. Are you hearing? Shout hallelujah. Bali katoski paroko suki rabala bakasai. Balavashte libaru kasiki rabolo bokosai. Are you following me? Sometimes we have certain experiences which are not consistent with our position in Christ. They are not consistent. They are not in line with who we are and where we belong to. And sometimes we are tempted by the understanding of the world that is in most of us to think that, oh, it's normal. But there is an understanding we have received. That's what I said. And our life is supposed to match up with such an understanding. Our life is supposed to match up with such an understanding. The understanding we have received from Christ. Paul prayed that we have spiritual understanding of things. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you would understand this. See, there is such a thing as a progressive Christian walk. Say, a progressive Christian walk. Say it again. Say, a progressive Christian walk. I'm saying a lot of things today. Oh, shout hallelujah. There is such a thing as a progressive Christian walk. A progressive Christian walk. That means that we have a progressive walk with the Word of God. And with our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We have a progressive walk with the Word of God. A progressive walk with the Word of God. A progressive walk with the Word of God. We advance in our walk with the Word. We advance in our walk with the Word. And in our fellowship with the Holy Ghost. So once you are a Christian, it is important that you advance in your walk with God, in your walk with the Word of God, in your walk with the Holy Ghost. It's important that you advance, you progress. You don't stay at one place when you are born again. You move from one place to another place. One level of understanding with the Word of God to another level of understanding in the Word of God. Shout hallelujah. So you don't remain at one place. Oh, I'm born again. It's okay. Oh, everything is okay. Everything is okay. No. No. Why? Because why am I saying this? Let me give you an example. There are Christians that in the last 3 years, they will sin. They will ask God for forgiveness. Or they will fall sick. They will go around. They get healed. Or do some pa pa pa. And get something done. 3 years back, they were doing that. Last 2 years, they were doing that. Last year, they were doing that. So, today you sin, tomorrow you ask for forgiveness. Today you are sick, tomorrow you get healed or you work out something, you are okay. The next day is like this. The next year is like this. Then, when are you going to move to that stage when you don't sin or you don't fall sick? That's what I'm talking about. It's a progressive walk. We don't stay at one place and remain there and just be happy. No. When you read John, what does it say? It says that I write to you, young men. It says, because you are what? You are strong. It says, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, young men, because you are what? You are strong. And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Shout hallelujah. So there is a progressive walk. The reason why today you sin, tomorrow you ask God for forgiveness, today you fall sick, tomorrow, and as we continue, you understand this thing. You fall sick, the next day you are there, the next year, every time you are sick, you are well, you are sick, you are well. When you are living that way, it means that death has some bit of control over your life. Why? It means death has some bit of control over your life. Even though you are in life and you are in light. That's what I'm trying to just draw your attention to. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me explain something in that place. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Oh, la hasika diliba kush kabara katala kasa.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light?
And what communion has light with darkness? What fellowship has light? It's very important we understand this thing I'm sharing with you. Hallelujah. What fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship? Obed, are you watching football? Are you watching me? What fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship? What does that mean? What partnership? It means light and darkness don't have any relationship. No partnership. No participation. Light doesn't participate in darkness. And darkness doesn't participate in light. Shout hallelujah. So it's that what communion, what fellowship has light with darkness? So darkness on its own, light on its own. It's very important we understand that. Because that will make us become angry when we see any aspect of darkness. Why? Because, see, Pastor Chris said something. He said, the devil has been defeated, but he's very organized. The devil has been defeated, but he's very organized. Very organized. So it's important that we understand this. What fellowship that has light with darkness? The Christian is in the light. He's not a partaker of darkness. Darkness is with the devil and not a partaker of the Christian. Shout hallelujah. So it's important. It's important. And last week I explained all of this about darkness. How did the devil rule through darkness over the whole world? And now we are born again. I wanted to get this thing down. Light doesn't argue with darkness. And light doesn't agree with darkness. Light doesn't argue with darkness. And light doesn't agree with darkness. Oh, Vasasha Akili Vahataya. Malidosto Hashi Teli Bagoposoi. Malikatoski Parakasundeli Vakasa. Light doesn't argue with darkness, and light doesn't agree with darkness. There is no concord. Shout hallelujah. So the reason why sometimes you are born again, you fall sick today, you'll be well again, you fall sick today, you'll be well again, is because it's a result of inadequate knowledge. It's a result of inadequate knowledge. See, we don't just study the word of God for what we can get. No. We also study the word of God for how to live. It's not just about what you get. No. It's about how you live. The word of God shows us how we should live. Not only what we can get or what we have gotten in Christ. No. But how we should live or how we live once we are born again. Our conduct. Our life, our experiences. What are you supposed to begin to experience once born again? Demonic attacks? No. So he says, what fellowship? You can't be in light and be having demonic attacks. No. What fellowship? Light and darkness do not have any fellowship. And hallelujah. Why is that all those things happen? Because of inadequate knowledge. It says, for they know not, neither do they understand. They don't know, then they don't have understanding. They know not. Which people know not? Those who are born again and they don't know what God has said concerning them. Hallelujah. Those who are born again and they don't have an understanding of who they are, where they belong to now.
For they know not, neither do they understand. Your life cannot be a life of disappointments every time. No. You belong to the light. Do you understand? For they know not, neither do they understand. So they walk on in darkness. They are born again. They are the light. But it says, they walk on in darkness, for I have said. So God has said something. What he has said, whether they know or they don't know, or whether they understand or they don't understand, is a different thing. For they know not, neither do they understand. So they do what? They walk on in darkness. But I have said ye are gods. God has said something concerning us. It's either we know or we don't know. Or we have an understanding or we don't have an understanding. We can know and not have an understanding. You can know, oh, I belong to God, I'm light, and not have an understanding of what we are talking about. That is why last week I said, get wisdom in all your getting. Do what? Get understanding. He says, the Son of God has come and has not given us knowledge this time around, but he has given us an understanding of who we are. Shout hallelujah. But I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. It says, you shall do what? Die like men and fall like the princes. But I have said, ye are gods. But you die like men out of ignorance and lack of spiritual understanding. Shout hallelujah. Why? Because what fellowship does light have with darkness? No fellowship.
Oh, hallelujah.
Your experiences are supposed to be in accordance with God's word. Your life and conduct are supposed to be in accordance with the word of God. In accordance with light. Shout hallelujah. Go to John chapter 3.
Oh, Levasusha.
John chapter 3. Verse 19, 20, 21. Say, I have spiritual understanding. Say there and say, I have spiritual understanding. Because I belong to the Son of God. When you have understanding, you know who your enemies are. You know that your enemy, the adversary, is the devil. That's all that you know. You don't look for men to make enemies. You know who your enemy is, the devil. That is spiritual understanding.
Read it over.
John chapter 3, verse 19 to 21.
And
this is the condemnation.
And this is the condemnation.
That the light has come into the world.
That the light has come into the world.
And men loved darkness rather than light.
Because
their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. And does not come to the light. Lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth. Comes to the light. That his deeds may be clearly seen.
Listen.
That they have been done in God.
Shout hallelujah. NIV says that they've been done through God. But it says anyone who does what? Who does evil does not come to the light. So it means that there are deeds that accompany darkness. There are deeds that accompany the light. The one that does not come to the light is what, Obed?
For everyone practicing evil hates the light.
Everyone, this new King James. Someone should read the King James. That doeth evil hated the light. Neither cometh to the light. Lest his deeds be reproved or exposed. So there are deeds that follow darkness. And there are deeds that follow light. The deeds that follow darkness don't come to the light. Or the people who have deeds after darkness don't come to the light. And those who have deeds after light don't come to the darkness. So he says that The one who doesn't come have deeds in darkness and doesn't want to come so that the deeds will be exposed. But the one who comes to the light wants his deeds to be known, that they are done through God or by God, or they are wrought through God. That's what King James says. What is he saying? He's telling us that they are deeds, they are conduct, there is a way. Oh, hallelujah. There is a life, conduct, experience, all of that, that belongs to the darkness. And there is the one that belongs to the light. He says, light reproves them. It means that one major importance of light is to expose. Light exposes evil. When you belong to the light, any evil that comes to you is exposed. You didn't get what I'm saying. Light exposes evil. Light exposes evil. So there are certain things that happen that are identifiable with darkness. Everywhere you go is just frustration throughout. There are deeds that are identifiable with what? With darkness. And there are deeds that are identifiable with light. When you belong to the light, you belong to health.
I'm taking you guys. I just, if you don't draw it out, I'll close.
Hallelujah. And the deeds that belong to the light, it says that they are performed, they are wrought through God. Or they are wrought in God. So the deeds that belong to us are performed or done in God.
I don't know whether you are catching what I'm saying.
What am I telling you? I'm telling you that, there are certain things that when they happen to you, or there are certain things that are not supposed to happen to you. And there are certain things that, because you are in the light, you can expect them to come to you through God. Because you are in God, or come to you by God or through God. It's all the same because you are in God. So it's not everything, experience, conduct, life, purpose, whatever it is, that is light. Some of them are darkness. And it's important. Go to 2 Corinthians.
Again. Chapter 4. Verse 6.
It's important that we understand where we belong to. I'm just building up on something. There are things that when they are happening around you, you don't just sit down and keep quiet. No. Are you following me? There are things that when they are happening to you, you don't just sit down and keep quiet. Some of them may be deeds of darkness. You don't sit down and keep quiet when the deeds of darkness are trying to illegally identify themselves with you in the light. No. What fellowship has light with darkness? Shout hallelujah. Genesis says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Darkness was there. And God said, let there be light, or light be. And I said, when God was saying that, he was speaking prophetically. Light be. Later on, the last shared something here, the dual creation. I said, there is the creation of God as revealed to us by Moses in Genesis, and there's the creation of God as revealed to us by Paul. There are two kinds of creation. I said that there is the creation, the old man, Adam. There is the new creation. There is the life of the new creation. There is the life of Adam. Now, God said, light be. By revelation, Paul tells us that God, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, who commanded light to shine out of darkness. has shined in our hearts. Listen very carefully. I'm just showing you, I'm just striking a big difference between darkness and light. And I'm telling you where you belong to. And why at any time, when you are angry, shout hallelujah, you can take an action. Shout hallelujah. So what does it say? It says, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Listen, God who commanded light. God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Not God who dispelled darkness and brought light. No. But God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. So there was darkness. Huh. And God commanded light to come out of darkness. So light was brought forth from darkness. God made light to come out of darkness. God created light out of darkness. Then Paul says that God commanded light to shine out of darkness. He has shined in our hearts. But I want you to understand this statement. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. And when he said that, let light be, and all of that. He was talking about the future, even though he was creating. And the revelation given to us by Paul is that God commanded light to shine out of darkness. What does that mean? I said the devil was the one who was ruling over the whole world when he took over from Adam. When Jesus fasted and the devil tempted him, he said, if you are the Son of God, do what? Bow down to me. They've given me the whole world. That's what he said. They've done what? They've given me the whole world, the system, the kingdoms of this world, and the glory of it. It has been delivered unto me. That's what the devil said. He says, if you only bow down, I'll give it to you. And Jesus rebuked him and said, leave. It is written, we should serve only the Lord our God and nobody else. So, thereof. So the whole thing had been given to the devil to rule in darkness. But you know what? You know, are you following me? I want you to understand when he says he commanded light to come out of darkness. What Paul saw in what God did in Genesis that he was talking about in Corinthians, to the Corinthians. What did he see? He saw that the whole world had been given to the devil. The whole world had been given to the devil. But in the midst of the darkness that the devil was ruling in the world, God raised up a light. In other words, Jesus came out as the light when there was darkness. That is how God commanded light to shine out of darkness. By raising Jesus as the light. So, Jesus was born when the devil was ruling over the whole world. He was born. He was raised up. He grew up as light in the darkness. And darkness could not touch him. Is the prince of this world cometh that has nothing in me. Shout hallelujah. So, light was raised out of darkness. So, God commanded light to shine out of darkness by raising Jesus as the light when the whole world was under the control of the devil. Shout hallelujah. Now we have come into the light. Oh, Jesus. Have you been following up to now? When you understand these things, you get angry. When you see certain things which are not consistent with your light. Me? It's not a matter of, oh, don't worry. God, do it. God, wait. Oh, God, oh. No. We have moved from that realm. We have moved from that realm. God has commanded light to shine out of darkness, and we are part of that light. And light rules over darkness. Look at someone, tell the person, light rules over darkness. Shout hallelujah. God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. He has made us light in the midst of darkness. If we are light in the midst of darkness, then we don't experience darkness. And wherever light shows up, darkness leaves. There is no struggle when light comes in. There is no struggle with darkness when light comes in. How many of you know that? And we've been made the light in this world. Shout hallelujah. Go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Malika toli vakatasa.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
Okay, read it.
Giving thanks to the Father,
uh-huh,
who has qualified us,
uh-huh,
to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
Uh-huh.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness,
uh-huh,
and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Now, listen. Let's all read the verse 13 again. I want us to take verse 13 before we come to 12. See, sometimes, that's why I say that. It says, they know not, neither do they understand. Sometimes, we think we know. And I've said it over and over, until the word of God is working in you and through you, until your experience is in accordance with a particular aspect of the word that you know, you've not known it enough. Why? Because, you see, the more you look into the word, the more you see clearly. The clearer your sight, the more intimate you are with the word of God that you have seen or you've looked to. And then the more operational that word is in your life. So the more you look into the word, the more you see clearly what is there. And the clearer your sight, the more the word of God, you develop an intimacy with the word that you have seen. And the more that word that you've developed intimacy with becomes operational in your life. Until the word you know is operational in your life, you've not known it enough. You didn't get what I said. Until the word of God that you know has become operational in your life, you don't know it enough. Bali kato se telebakasaya. So the more you look, the more you see. The clearer your sight. Oh, hallelujah. The clearer your sight, the more intimate you are with what you have seen. The more intimate you are with what you are seeing. One day I'll come and teach this. I want to teach this thing about the word of God. Come and teach it. What you've heard and heard, what you've been hearing, if it's not working for you, it means that you've not heard it enough. Because the word is supposed to produce in your life what it's talking about. Shout hallelujah. So it's not about how many times you've gone to church and which denomination you belong to. No. Even, let me tell you this. One major reason why we even belong to a denomination is for us to be nurtured in the word of God. To be built up in the word. It says that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. It says, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. The holy scriptures is what? It's able to make you wise unto salvation. So there is a difference between you being saved and having wisdom in salvation. Oh, I go to church. It doesn't matter. There is one thing being saved, there's another receiving, having wisdom in salvation. So after you are saved, the word is able to make you wise unto salvation. Hallelujah. So he says that he has delivered us. Verse 13. Have you all opened to verse 13? He has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has delivered us. That's the first thing. He has delivered us. What does that mean? He said, he has conveyed us. He has carried us from the power of darkness. He has delivered us. We are not going to be delivered. He has already delivered us. Giving thanks unto the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints in light. The Father who has delivered us. Who has delivered us? The Father, how? Through his Son, Jesus Christ. So he has delivered us. That's the first thing. Say, I have been delivered. Then he says, he has delivered us from where? From the power of darkness. Where has he delivered us from? From the power of darkness. So, there is the power of darkness. See the power of darkness. There is the kingdom of darkness. But it says he has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness. There is the rulership of darkness. Oh, my grandfather was like this and my father was like that. No. No. What my grandfather experienced, I'm experiencing it. My father used to experience this. My sister used to. Me too, I used to. You don't know what you are talking about. Oh, labasi eteli vakasa. It says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, from the domain of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, the rulership of darkness, the jurisdiction of darkness. He has taken us away from that place. The power of darkness. He has taken us from the rule of sin and sicknesses. Why? Because I said it that when darkness took over, he infused the whole world with confusion. Told virus to eat people's body. Told mosquitoes to drink blood. That was not the intention of God from the beginning. When the Jesus said, but from the beginning, it was not so. It was not for mosquitoes to suck blood, but to take nectar. So, but from the beginning, it was not so. So, he has taken us from the control of darkness. When darkness made us subjects. Through sin and sickness and death all around us. And that is the old man.
You have not been here, you don't understand the old man.
And controlled man. Controlled man. Controlled creation. Made sure that creation was under his control. Destroying creation, destroying man. Because one of his major aims is to destroy. Robbing them of health, of wealth, of life, imparting death and poverty. Shout hallelujah. So he says he has delivered us from the power of darkness, the reign of darkness. When darkness used to reign as king over all, lording itself over all men. He says, he has taken us out of that control. You don't know what that means. It means darkness and the devil and all his powers have no rule over you. Because he has taken you from their rule. The power of that. Let me show you something. Go to 1 John. How the power of darkness controls, is still controlling. And is controlling the world and humanity illegally. Why? Illegally because humanity have decided not to belong to the light. And out of ignorance, after blinding their minds, he's controlling them. But if he's controlling the world, he doesn't control us. If he ruled creation with sickness, he doesn't rule us with sickness. We know where it is coming from. That is why I said he has given us an understanding. Jesus Christ has given us an understanding. So, when we say, oh, sickness is supposed to rule us, people say, ah, sickness is normal, it must attack all of us. No, you don't have an understanding. You are born again. You don't have an understanding. Why? Because we believe the word, not what we've been taught in school. Oh, shout hallelujah. For this is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. So we have been lighted. Say, I've been lighted. Go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, sorry. 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
Uh-huh.
We know that we are of God.
We know. See. You don't understand. See, when John is writing sometimes, what the way he puts it, His construction of, he says, we know that we are of God. We've not been told that we are of God. No. We know. There is a knowing. We know that we are of God. It means that we come from God. It means that we've been born of God. We know that for as many as believed him, to them he gave power to become. He gave the right to become sons of God. And we know that we are not children born of blood, nor of the will of man, but the children born of God. We know. We know that we are born of God. He says, we know we are of God. We also know that the whole world lies under the control of the wicked one. Who is controlling the world? The wicked one. Who is controlling the world? The wicked one. If you don't belong to, that's why I was saying the other day, that you can't carry bomb and go and blast somewhere. No. We know where you are coming from. How do we know? Because the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Light doesn't destroy. So when you belong to the light, you don't belong to distraction. No. You are not there to rob people of joy. No. Oh, Jesus. We know we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. So the whole world is in wickedness. The whole world is in what? It's in wickedness. I've said it those days when I used to do evangelism. I tell them every time that they are lost in the land, in every land, every nation. But no thief will stop stealing because there is a law. But when the thief gets born again sincerely, he will stop stealing. Why? There are laws. They have seen their brother hanged because of what? Because of theft. They've seen their brothers in prison because of theft. Yet, they will still go and steal. They've seen their brothers being killed because they stole somebody's goods. They were arrested. Some mob killed them. They were there. They even watched some. The next day, they'll go and steal. Why? There is a spirit that works in the children of disobedience. They belong to the devil. Why do they belong to the devil? I will show you Romans chapter 8. So the whole world lies in wickedness. We belong to God, but there is wickedness in the world. How do we rule over the wickedness in the world as people who belong to the light and not the wickedness? How do we rule? That's why I say the rulership of light. How do we rule? Malatosi kapahaya. We know we are of God. And we know the whole world lies in wickedness, in the control. The rulership of the wicked one. We know. In this organization, if you don't do this and this, you see, we can't, you see. No. Wickedness. You are qualified. You say, no. We qualification, put it aside. You, wickedness. It says the whole world. The whole world. But we are the light in the world. We rule over wickedness. You cannot change wickedness until wickedness becomes part of the light. When people say, oh, you see, this is happening in this nation. This is happening in this nation. People are doing this. People are doing that. Men are becoming this. Homosexuals, these people are becoming this. And they are complaining. And some of them are talking. Some of them, they don't know what they are talking about. The whole world is under the control of the wicked one. He is the one infusing wickedness into men. the wicked one. But we are not part of the wicked one. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 20, 22. We should know where we belong to. We should have an understanding of where we belong to. We should have an understanding of why we belong to the light and why we rule. He says, rule in the midst of your enemies. Romans chapter 8, quickly.
Romans chapter 8, from verse 19 to 22. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits. For
the earnest expectation of the creation. It's talking about the world, the creation. The people who are not born again, who are in this world. The Bible calls them the creation. The King James says the creature. We are the new creation. We are not the creation. So there is a creation. There is a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That creation is in Christ. The new one. Because the new one is in Christ, not outside Christ. Anybody who is outside Christ is not a new creation. Oh, shout hallelujah. And belongs to darkness. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Then it says, the creation, not the new creation, that's what?
For the For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of
eagerly
the sons of God.
Waits for the, give me the King James quickly. Waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who was the NIV or Amplified? Now continue, Obed. You all continue one by one. NIV Amplified.
For the creation was subjected to futility.
For the creation. Hi, labasen dalahasaya. Holy bakusa katali vohoso. Balite safatili katosh. Raboko sita lamakuseteya. For what? The creation was subjected. What?
To futility.
To your this translation. That give me another one, King James. NIV. Was made subject to vanity. Not willingly, but by reason of the devil, who does what? Who has subjected the creation in hope. The bondage of corruption. Who has another translation? NIV. Start NIV from verse 19. For the children of God to manifest. So, Paul is also striking here a difference between the children of God and the creation. That the creation is waiting. They are waiting for the children of God. But what are they going through whilst they wait for the manifestation? Subject to frustration. You can't be born again and be frustrated on any grounds. No. You didn't hear what I said. I said no. Was subject to what? Not by its own choice. By the will of the... So when the devil took over, he was just putting his will on them. The will of the one who subjected them to frustration. One translation says that they are in what? Birth pangs. Continue. From the bondage of what? See. The bondage to decaying. Say corruption. I love this verse in 1 Peter chapter 3. Or 2 Peter chapter 3. It says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world to last. We have escaped corruption. There were times we couldn't say we wouldn't sin. We wouldn't say, oh, we wouldn't fall sick. There were times. Why? We were under the jurisdiction of the devil. Subjecting creation. subjecting all of us to frustration and to the bondage of distraction and decay and corruption. Death lord itself over every man. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for Christ Jesus. Subject to the bondage of decay. So anyone who is still not born again is under the bondage of decay. You can imagine. It says that they are frustrated and they are in the bondage of decay. Who is under the power of the wicked one, the power of darkness, the rulership of darkness, is in bondage to decay, to destruction, to death. This will be teaching you certain things. We are not in bondage to death. We are not what? We are not in bondage to death. The one who is in bondage to death is not born again. The one who is born again is in bondage to life. We are debtors of life. Holy Asinda Labakasa Karabakasa Karabahasa Talabakasa. Lokusaka Talabakasa. For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free. He's not going to. He has made me free from the law of sin and death. He has made me free. Do you know what that means? It means that the Christian decides when to leave this earth without anybody intervening. The Christian. It means that the Christian decides. It's a matter of choice. You choose to sin or not to sin. You choose to be sick or not be sick. Why? Because the one who subjected man, you've been taken away, delivered from the one who had control. Oh, if I say control, the one who is the source of death and source of frustration. So he has delivered us from the power. When we used to be subjects to him, he has delivered us from that. We are no longer subject to him. We are no longer his slaves and servants. No. He has already done what? Delivered us from his control. Devil has no control over any Christian on any grounds. If the devil is exercising control, he is doing that illegally and out of the ignorance of the Christian. Because when light comes, darkness leaves. No argument. No struggle. No. If I should off the light here, I say on it, will there be any struggle between light and darkness? No. Kalamasoto libakaya. But he has subjected creation. Thank God. He says he has delivered us from that. We are no longer his subjects. We are no longer the subjects of the devil. No. We are not people who are working with other people and they are in cults and we are afraid. We are not. We are not what? We are not afraid. Somebody says, oh, you, I'll show you. I'll show you. You are doing business with the person feels that he's ogboro. Somebody should pay you. He says, no, I won't pay you. Go, I won't pay. Then he begins to act as if he has something. He has something. He doesn't have anything. You belong to the light. You have control. No devil anywhere has control, no matter his rank, according to their own, whatever it is. Because sometimes they rank it according to their, they say, oh, this one is bigger. This one doesn't matter how big he is. You should know who you are. Light and darkness, there is no big darkness than light. Even when a small light is coming in the midst of darkness, darkness begins to leave and you come. Small light. A candle. But it says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has done what? Translated us. The word translate means to transfer. It means to carry from one place to another place. So he has carried us from one place to another place. We used to be here. Let's stand here. We used to be here. We used to be here. But he has taken us from this place and brought us here. We are no longer here. It means Whatever belongs to this place is not part of our life. There was no sickness until he came. We are born again. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. We belong to his dear son. We don't entertain sicknesses. We don't see it as normal. See, we don't see afflictions as normal. Do you know what it means to lie down for years and not be able to go to church because of a sickness? Do you know what it means to take your life savings and spend all on sickness? Last year I said it, when I talk about sickness, people just look at me and say, oh, it's normal, it's normal. It is normal. Why is that? Why you are sick? When you are sick, you don't stay in the house, you go to hospital quickly. It is normal. If it's normal, why don't you stay in the house and say, oh, it is normal to be sick? We don't need to go to hospital. It is normal to be sick. Let's just be sick. At the end of the day, it's normal. Do you know what is normal? Somebody said, I have asthmatic attack. Within 5 seconds, he was gone. You say it's normal. It's a wrong mentality. It's a wrong understanding. It's like somebody saying that these people preach prosperity. You talk about wealth too much. But Monday to Friday, you are going to work to take money. Who works in Ghana because he loves Mahama? Now you can sit down. Or who is working for free? So me, I don't need salary. Let us work. I'm just exercising my mental. It shows you. So people say, oh, this man of God talks about money. This man of God, they only talk about money. Ignorance on rampage. Ignorance. You are moving from Monday to Friday, sometimes Saturday. You are sick. You are sick. You are saying, oh, but I promised my boss, you are going. You need money. We are talking about money. According to the scriptures, you say we shouldn't talk about it. I said poverty has never made an impact. Pastor Chris says, I'm saying poverty is a curse. People say, oh, to say poverty. You don't understand. Do you know why you think what I'm talking about? Because you think you are poor. You are not. You don't know where you belong to. Anybody who belongs to the light is not poor. Why? Because such a person is identified with Christ in his inheritance, giving thanks unto the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has an inheritance? And he's saying that he's poor. No. So when we talk about poor people, we are not talking about you. You don't belong to them. You don't belong to darkness. Poverty has never made an impact. Poverty has never made an impact. Even the poor man's voice is not heard. You don't know what I'm talking about. I said a poor man's voice is not what? It's not heard. Do you know how many people have ideas that they want to go and just put on TV? Do you know? When you meet people and they're telling you their ideas, you'll be shocked they could come out with such an idea. But how to put it into the public? Just newspapers, 2000 Ghana, is an issue. You are saying we should celebrate poverty? When even gives you ideas, you have what? How will you publicize it? You don't even know. It says, through prosperity shall my cities be spread. I've entered into prosperity. This year I will teach about life and death. I will teach till you can't hear again. Why? Because it's important we don't entertain sicknesses. No. We don't entertain sin. No. We don't entertain death. No. Frustration, we don't. You go here, you are frustrated. You go here, you are frustrated. Everywhere you pass, you are frustrated. You are sitting in the house, you are crying. What kind of life is that? Glory? He has called us into light, delivered us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Shout hallelujah. Where am I right now? In the kingdom of his dear son. Where am I right now? In the kingdom of his dear son. So we are also in a kingdom. It's called the kingdom of light. It's called the kingdom of his dear son. We rule in the light in that kingdom. In that kingdom, we are regarded as kings. The same way the devil was regarded as king in his kingdom, we have come to a kingdom of light. When the kingdom of light comes, or the process, that is head-on collision. Head-on collision with the trailer. When, what car should I use? Give me a car. Kia Tico, Kia Picanto is coming. It's in collision with the trailer. What will happen? The kingdom of light is the trailer. The kingdom of light rules over the kingdom of darkness. And we are in the kingdom of light to rule over sin, sickness, death, frustration. You say, how do I rule over frustration? How do I rule over poverty? How do I rule over sicknesses? We were here last year when one of our brothers shared a testimony about how he was sick. He said, no, this thing cannot stay here. Those years, I remember when I taught on health, healing. I said, sicknesses are illegal to the Christian. They are illegal tenants. You enter your house, you go there, you see somebody in your own house. Where did you come from? So I am this. Do you live in this house? I say no. Do you know me? I say no. I'm the house lord, the landlord. So what are you doing here? Sicknesses are illegal tenants in your body, because your body is a house, your house. And also the house of God. Two persons in one house. Then an illegal tenant comes in. Shout hallelujah. When you understand these things, you rule and reign in life over sin, sickness, death, frustration, disappointment, and all the other negatives. See, it happened to my sister, but it cannot happen to me. In the kingdom of light, how do we rule? By knowledge. One. In the kingdom of light, how do we rule? By knowledge. Go to Psalm 45, verse 3 to 4. Psalm 45, verse 3 to 4.
Balatosi kabalahasaya.
Psalm 45, mm-hmm. verse 3 to 4. Mm-hmm. Gird your sword upon thy thigh,
uh-huh.
O most mighty.
O most mighty, uh-huh.
With your glory and your majesty.
Uh-huh.
And in your majesty,
uh-huh.
ride prosperously because of truth.
Ride prosperously because of truth. Because of what?
Truth.
This was a psalm written about Jesus. It's a psalm of Jesus. When you read verse 7, what does verse 7 say? Quickly.
You love righteousness,
uh-huh.
and hate wickedness.
And hate wickedness. Uh-huh.
Therefore God,
your God,
has anointed you with the oil of gladness
about Jesus Christ,
above your fellows.
And we belong to this Jesus Christ. And he says, Jesus should ride prosperously because of what? So light or truth is important. You want to rule? Get truth. The second thing is that we rule by the truth that we know with our words. Our words. Say my words. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall do what? And it shall be what? You shall say, hey, stop. You shall stop. But you see, you rule, it says that, it says, where the word of a king is, there is power and authority. That's what the Amplified says. So you are in, why? How do you know you are a king? Go to Revelation quickly. Let me just show you from the scriptures. Revelation chapter 1. So that you can say, I've taught you something. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6.
Revelation chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And from Jesus Christ.
And from Jesus Christ.
Who is the faithful witness?
Who is the faithful witness?
And the first begotten of the dead.
Quickly, Obed.
And the prince of the kings of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Unto him that loves us.
That loves us.
And washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Uh-huh.
And has made us a kingdom and priests.
I have done what? He says he has made us what?
A kingdom. This version.
He has made us kings and priests unto God. So we've been made kings. Say, I have been made king.
I have been made king.
Now he says that I have been made kings unto God. So my kingship is of God. Because you see, it is not a human kingship. It's a God kingship. Do you know what that means? Shout hallelujah. But he has made us kings unto God. And he says, where the word of a king is, there is power and authority. He says, by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. By thy words, thou shalt be justified. So every king ruled by his word. Have you seen a king who is just like this? He wouldn't command any servant, will he? Or subject. So kings rule by their words. The Christian rules by his word. Why? He rules in power and authority. He rides prosperously in majesty, in dominion, in authority. Balita sokolo hosea. Maliko seki li bako sokoro boko saya. They said he started as a boy. They started as a boy. We don't know what happened. Started as a boy. He started as a boy. What were you doing when he started? Were you waiting for it to turn to something else? You ruled by your words. Jesus ruled by his words. He spoke to trees. I've said it here before. He spoke to sicknesses. He spoke to sicknesses as if he was speaking to human beings. He spoke to what? The winds. He kept on speaking. He was always speaking. He was a speaking man. A speaking king. Say, I'm a speaking king. So you rule by your words. You talk to that business. You talk to that money. You talk to that body. There is what I call faith sessions. Practicing faith sessions. When you see me praying the Holy Ghost for hours, what I keep saying, I begin to say. I don't finish praying and sit down and say, oh, yeah, I enjoyed praying. No. After you finish praying, you begin to speak and command. I release grace on World Changers Conference. I release health on World Changers. I release health. I release wealth. Anybody associated with this conference is enjoying wealth. It doesn't matter how the person came. That is how what I say. It's not that, oh, you just pray, you go. You pray, no. You speak in tongues and go, no. Anybody associated with the conference is becoming bigger and bigger. You came here looking like this. You received the word. The anointing touches you. You see changes. I came like this. Look at what I've turned into. Oh, Jesus. We believe in impact, not numbers. What is we believe in what? Balika toko sonda hasa. So we rule by our words. A quiet person, a quiet Christian, a quiet king has no future. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. A quiet king has no future. A boss who is quiet in the quiet. Everybody does things quiet. Ajumanu begu sadana. He will call you, say, Obed, come. I told you to do this, this, you didn't do it. I'll sack you right now. So I'm sorry. That is how you deal with enemies like sicknesses. That is, you speak to your body. This year, I'll be teaching a lot of things about life, death, about wealth. Wealth and health, I teach about it every time. It's very important. Learn how to speak to your body. Learn how to do what? When you pray in the Holy Ghost, Practice faith sessions, speaking sessions. You talk to your body, say, body, in the name of Jesus, you are walking in health. In the name of Jesus, you are walking in health. The Bible says, if you want to see good days, shout hallelujah. So if you want to see goodness in your life as a Christian, as the light ruling over darkness, you have to speak. One major way you shine is by speaking as light. Sometimes the devil tries to afflict you with some sickness. That is what he does. He goes around looking for whom he may do what? Devour. That is what he does 24/7. He may come to you one of these days. You say, no. This, do you know, this is Prince. This is what? This is Prince. Why? Because you belong to the light. The devil knows that this is light. But he says, no, let me see whether this one has knowledge or not. When he comes to you, say, hey, pack your load and leave this house. It is my house with the Holy Ghost. Shout hallelujah. And there are angels. This thing we are doing, this watching us come, there are angels. There are angels walking with us, walking with you all. The more you say things, the more those things happen. There is the Holy Ghost with you. The more you say things, the more those things happen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. To all the testimonies we've had here, said, and I said this, and I said this. Last week, I was saying it here. That when you look at our numbers, last year we had 28 testimonies. Somebody said he came to the conference, he heard that I said, one day I had hiccup, I said, no. This is what people do and they die. Come out. Hiccup left. He went home, slept, woke up with a swollen leg, laid his hand. Come out. Started walking normally. Everybody was looking at him. It's not the same thing. You see frustration around the corner. You say, no, pass here. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I am the light in this world.
I am the light in this world.
And I rule over darkness.
And I rule over darkness.
I have control over darkness.
I have control over darkness.
Darkness rules over the world.
Darkness rules over
darkness. And I rule over darkness. So there is darkness and there is light. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be upstanding? How many of you have been blessed tonight? Bali tasondo lika bahasa. Bali goski taliva shataya. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost for some few minutes? Today we couldn't start early. Hallelujah. We've decided to start around 6:30. I'll start teaching by 6:30. Today we couldn't come early because of one or two things. So we can't pray for some time. We can pray for about 15 minutes. I want us to pray. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, I've told you, practice faith sessions. Speak to your body. Speak to your bones. Satala makosa. Speak to your business. Alata koto li patesaya. Megodo kosikiti parakasosh. Labatose kalamando seya. Malivo shabarutelebe. Lift up your voice. Balakatoko sokoloboya. Lift up your voice. Bali kos kepeya. Lift up your voice. Balata kasata. Balete fese kotolo kosoya. Mali votoli bakoseke. Mali koto faruka siketesh. Malende valakatoski paya. Maloko seki paloko tokoseya. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Maladala bakose
brantorobosi
malikoskopolo
rabalaba shanda mandala basudebe kadaba
gostabantasibri
antorobo rabalaba shanda bandala basundilibianta rakabalaba sonda brandala babose diandoroboko shanda
malebedelebe
kosada brandorobose rabalaba katara bazunde diandorobosi ndilibianta rabandala basanda brandorobose likoshanda brandorobose
diandoroboko
neleboko sindilibianta dipandoroboko shanda rabalada bakandorobosi nde diandoroboko Shanda ba, Rabala Rabasuriandi,
Maliko
Shanda Branda, Rabala Diski and Reboko Shanda,
Baki Bolo Bokosaki Palabasaya,
Noroboko Sindi Libianta,
Rabala Bolo Bosatelebesa,
Rabanda Branda Rabazundi Libianta, Liko Shanda,
Maliko Bolo Bosatelebosa,
Zundi Libianta.